ditch work on Watts Hill and Hillcrest on multiple washouts, just on the ditch lines. Catch basin maintenance on commercial streets, street sweeping of the leaves and debris, PA one-call training, and 51 PA one-call locates. Buildings, we did patch City Hall parking lot, storm water, multiple heavy rains, leaf cleanup on storm drains and debris on various roads due to rounds of heavy rains. Parks, we did our weekly walk-arounds, playground repairs in Central Park, installed little library in Central Park, maintained fountain, and closed up stage in Central Park and covered it for the season. And the pool is closed for until next spring, and the awning and tent are down. One thing I'd like to add is we did get all our salt and anti-ice get in. We are fully stocked, ready and loaded. Our plow spreaders and everything are ready to go, and we are good. We can put them on at any given moment and be ready. That is all.
Okay, thank you much, Mr. Brown. Thank you very much. The Finance Committee, I'm going to turn it over to Jared.
Sure. You have your Finance Committee financial reports, as always. If you see something that doesn't look right to you, or you have questions, reach out to one of us. We will help you. We do have a payment for the police pension plan. I move to approve an additional payment to the Uniformed Employees 2021 Pension Plan in the amount of $46,637.
Thank you, Chair. I will make the second, Bill McAllister. And motion is by Jared Newbon, second is by Bill McAllister to approve this motion. Was it Jim Brennan? I'm sorry.
It was
Jim Brennan. Okay, I apologize. It was my, okay, so let's go back. Jared Newbon made the motion. The second was by Bob Jennings. I'm sorry. Any question on this motion? Then all those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Opposed, please say no. The motion has passed unanimously.
Okay, and then the next two in your agenda are irrelevant at this point, so we'll move on to tentatively adopting the 2022 budget. I move to tentatively adopt the 2022 budget as presented and to advertise it and make it available for a 10-day public inspection period. Those 10 days being October 22nd, October 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, and November 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. with an adoption date of November 15th, 2021.
And a motion made by Jared Newbon, the second was by Jim Brennan. Any question or discussion on this motion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. This motion is passed unanimously.
Okay, and along with that, we have our tax ordinance. I move that Homestead Borough Council advertise the 2022 tax ordinance as fixed in the draft of the 2022 budget.
Second was also, motion was made by Jared Newbon and again seconded by Jim Brennan. Again, any question from any council member on this motion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. The motion has passed unanimously.
Okay, and then we also have a couple of things to move around in the 2021 budget for this year. Actually, the Parks and Rec had some money in there for the for a mulch plan that didn't really ever get acted on this year, so we're going to move that to playground equipment, just a little explanation, and then just a small amount for copy paper. So I move to make the following changes to the 2021 budget. From account number 454-0.70, $4,500 to account number 454 Central Park Playground Equipment, and from account 405.721, $200 to account 405.20 for additional copy paper.
Okay, the motion is made by Jared Newbon and seconded by Jim Brennan. Any question or discussion on this motion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. The motion has passed unanimously.
That's it from the Finance Committee. I guess if I could just add that, you know, we're glad to have people here to talk about the budget, and especially comments about where we could cut spending. That's helpful to me, because if I were to just suggest that we don't pick up trash in the park, someone might be angry. But if one of you suggested it, it's helpful for us to know that. So thank you.
Yeah. You also had one person that I said don't want a police department, so that's also, because as soon as that's brought up, usually this place will be filled. So we'd like to hear from others as well. Thank you. I want to thank personally to our administrative staff and to Jared Newbon and to other council members, Ms. McAllister and others who were involved heavily. Jim Brennan, I think, is also on Finance Committee. We're working together to come up with this for this evening. Again, this budget this year is happily in a good position. But as I said, for the future, for those out in the audience who are concerned about taxes, be aware down the road, whenever you are able to maintain taxes for a couple of years in a row, things eventually start to catch up. I don't care what agency it is. I don't care what's government, state, local, national. Down the road, we got to be thinking about how to fund things in the future. For next time, we're now in good shape, thank God. But just, we don't know the future. That's all I can say. Moving on to the Trust Committee report, I'm going to turn it back to Jared.
Just two things to note. Everyone got a notice from Benicon just stating the rates and premiums for insurance benefits for our employees, so you can review that. And also, we're working on renewing the insurance package. I did get an email earlier this week that the Insurance Committee will be looking at shortly, but that's it for the Insurance Committee.
Okay, thank you very much. The Grants Committee report, Mr. Jim Jones.
Actually, don't have anything to officially report. We did, last meeting, discuss some of the ARPA funds in terms of stormwater management. So, you know, we're continuing to monitor grants that are available, both from stormwater and safety perspective, but also from a recreation perspective, and everything in between. So that's the report from that.
Okay, thank you, Jim. The Parks and Recreation Committee report again, right back to Jim.
So we went over the recommendations from the Parks and Recreation Commission. And then Jared Newman had just talked about the reallocation of money to the Central Park Playground Fund. It's an important topic of discussion, as it's been discussed at multiple commission meetings and also here in council, as well as the Parks Committee, obviously. So everyone in their packet should have a message from the council, Parks Commission Chair James Hamill, in regards to what the commission has been discussing in regards to remaking the children's play area in Central Park, as well as the trailer stage. So I urge you to read those, get familiar with that project, because we now have, with the reallocation of the money, we have over $11,000 to start to design, you know, more appropriate and, you know, functioning and accessible play area for the children of Central Park and in town. That's the ultimate goal, is to figure out what a modern play area looks like that's both ADA accessible and accessible to all children and their parents and guardians, and make it a really nice play space for and modern play space for kids of all ages to kind of enjoy. So there is a note there in terms of what we would potentially do with the still usable equipment in Central Park, and potentially reallocate those to other areas where they're appropriate as well, and then having a solid and strategic plan for the play area so that council can greenlight the purchase of the equipment. So the idea is that there would be comments made, by councilors or, even the public, about what you would like to see. We have gotten a lot of feedback from the citizens of Holmesdale, people who visit the park, about that area. And so we're carefully considering this, as we do have money budgeted for these improvements at this point. So we have the nice part about playground equipment is generally everyone gets excited about it, but also that the play equipment manufacturers generally offer grants and matching grants around that. So the key is having a little bit of money that you can make grow and kind of spread around to offer a really kind of appropriate, fun, and accessible play experience right in the center of town and in our beautiful parks. So any comments, you can feel free to let me know. I'll be around after the meeting. And then councilors, if you have any, please put them either to Judy, or we can respond to James here, or you can let me and the Parks Committee know, so that we can take them under advisement ahead of the Parks and Recreation Commission meeting on November 10th. So I believe think that's everything out of the Parks report.
Okay, thank you, Jim. And for those who are here tonight, understand that Jim Jennings here and the rest of the Parks group for the past several years have worked really hard to improve our parks, to make things a lot nicer, and it keeps getting better. I give them full credit. Moving down to the parking committee, I'm sorry to say our chairman, Jason Newbon, is not able to be here this evening. Jim Brennan is the co-chairman. Jim, are you able to read the parking report?
No.
Okay. I'll handle just the parking report for it. For the month of September, the PEO meter tickets issued were 359. The tickets voided were 15. They were numbered by the police, so therefore not voided by the police. The magistrate parking fines were $1,252. Parking permits were $1,050. There were no dumpster income coming in. Lot permits were $225. Total parking tickets revenue received was $2,079. Meter collections were $9,603.27. There was no pavilion fee this month, and the total revenue for the parking department was $14,209.27. On our agenda, there's a mention about discussion about new parking meters, which Ms. McAllister wishes to speak about. I'm asking if you can to defer until we have a parking chairman review it, but that's up to Ms. McAllister.
Yeah, I was in discussion with Jason regarding and Dan Brown regarding the replacement of all the parking meters in the community. It appears that we have a sampling that we have acquired or that we're in the process of securing of 25 meters to evaluate how they perform and what we're going to do with them. At the same time, we're evaluating replacement of all the meters with a newer model and evaluating what to do in the future. And I would request that we advertise in the paper or whatever process so that we can secure bids on the acquisition of 625 meters and any software related to the operation of those meters. Is that clear enough, Mr. Henry?
I'd say so.
Without specifications or anything, just wide open, how is that going to work? I mean, normally you'd have somebody give us a specific bid so that people are bidding on the same project, otherwise, I don't know.
It may help if I said coin operated.
Handle it for a few minutes, I'll write it down for him.
If you wish to speak, you have to go up to the podium and give your name and speak.
Bob Record. Can I just ask what's wrong with the old ones?
We have plans for them, yes.
No, what's wrong with the old ones?
There are no parts available. They are they're no longer being supported, so they're gradually falling apart.
They can't be maintained.
They're older than heck. I mean, obviously,
nobody said why. Well, I was just curious why.
Because of age.
Well, if they break and you
I know,
collect.
But you didn't say why. You just said proposed new ones, but you didn't say why.
Yes, excuse me. Please use the microphone.
Yes.
That's all.
Okay. No, you're fine. Just he needs to be answering the microphone so that we can.
So if you give a reason why, that would be more understandable than just going along. And
reason saying, is because of the cost of the maintenance and replacement of them is getting out. You can't replace them.
That's okay. So we
again,
know
our chairman was not here this evening. He's
that's okay. We just want to know why.
Thank you.
And the process of replacing them, by the way, depending on the circumstance, depending on how we get the bids and what's going on, my understanding is that we can acquire them, they can start collecting, and the cost of paying for them will be from the collections generated by the units, if that's of any mark.
I'm just waiting.
Come back to him.
Okay, we'll come back to Mr. McAllister after he has worked on it. Moving down to the safety, Public Safety Committee report, Bob Jennings, your chairman.
For public safety here, I have two
Motion to make a MOPIC enrollment of officers. The second one is the parking restrictions for Cottage Street. My first motion is as follows. I move that Borough Council authorize the enrollment of no more than two Honesdale Police Department officer candidates in the 2021 or 2022 MOPIC Act 120 training courses at Lackawanna College. Pay the tuition and equipment upon successful graduation and employment with the borough. State reimbursement for 75% of the tuition and equipment cost from MOPIC. But in the case of a dismissal or unsuccessful completion of the program or failure of the employment with the borough for a period of at least 1 year, to seek full reimbursement the same from the unsuccessful or unhired or designated candidate.
That is a motion made by Robert Jennings. Is there a second to the motion? There's a second made by Jim Brennan. I will ask for a roll call, or pardon me, on this we'll just ask for a voice vote if there's dissension, then we'll go to a roll call vote. So under voice vote, all those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Opposed, please say no. And there were no no's, so therefore there was a voice vote and it was unanimous. Okay.
The next motion is?
It's regarding the vehicles and traffic on Cottage Street. I move that the Borough Council adopt the proposed ordinance that amends the code of the Borough of Honesdale at Chapter 195, Vehicles and Traffic, Articles 7, Section 195-37, Schedule 1 for Cottage Street, west side, its entire length.
Okay, there's been a motion made. Is there a second to this motion?
Second.
Second by Chip Brennan. Any question or discussion on this motion? This is parking because of the fire department. Just repeat, the reason this was brought up, the reason this is occurring, is the fire departments and emergency calls up in that area have been very, very concerned about access to the buildings on that street. Very concerned.
And it also it's given better protection for the houses that on that street for the fire department.
Well, that's the point, is the fire department trying to fight a fire emergency up there. It's very restrictive.
Mr. President, I wouldn't mind, this isn't on the table. I'd like to make the report of the ambulance.
After we get this done, yes, we can.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, there's a motion made, second. Any further questions? Okay, any other questions? Any councilmember have questions on this? Then all those in favor of this motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Opposed, please say no. That motion passed unanimously. And Bob, go ahead with the other.
Okay. This report is of the BLS responses for Honesdale Borough, the ambulance service. In September, dispatches 118, responses 104, unavailable 14. For the year to date, dispatches 739, responses 642, unavailable 98.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Anything else to report this evening?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Moving down again, our famous and very busy Jim Jennings is on it again for stormwater.
Before we go there, can I just go ahead and address the issue and requesting that I withdraw the motion and to advertise for the meters at this particular point until we have a little more opportunity for the solicitor and I to discuss how to draft that motion. Anybody?
But I have to ask personally, are you still going to let Jason Dubon be in charge of that, saying so that's his?
Yes.
He should be working with Jason and
correct.
Letting him take the lead. It's fine, but he is the chairman of it. Either you make the motion as an individual council member, you make it where you work with the chairman of that committee and the vice chairman to.
I'm withdrawing the motion.
Okay, for now, I understand. I see how this works. Thank you. There wasn't really, you made a motion, there was no second, so it was a brawl, so that's fine. Thank you. And go back to
DPW Director Brown had mentioned, we've had a bunch of heavy rain events. Even yesterday was kind of wild weather. sunny at one moment and pretty rainy at the next. So from the monthly report standpoint, we do have a few meetings with residents on property at various residences within the borough this week to deal with stormwater issues from either the past or ones that we're just kind of learning about now. That includes properties up in Crestmont, but also along the similar stream and down a little further near Grove and Terrace Street. So we'll be meeting with those residents to kind of get an idea of what the project looks like for them and whether it's been approved in the case of the Grove Street one, or whether it's an upcoming project that we have to do a little more research on up in Crestmont. So those are a couple of the meetings that we'll have this week. We met last, I forget the date of it, but we met last week with George Brown to discuss the removal of the sign during heavy rain events. And in that meeting, we decided that we'd come up with a more high water gauge alongside the mural that is on the riverbank, kind of opposite of the China Castle. So there's now another plan to have the water gauge, which is helpful in general, but also will help the Trails Alliance to better understand when the mural need to be taken down during high water events. So there was an agreement made with George, and we kind of came to a consensus on what needs to be done. So that was helpful. In terms of any motions, this is kind of rectifying some things within the zoning, the ordinance that we had discussed at October 4th. So I move that council adopt the proposed ordinance that amends the code of the borough of Holmesdale, Chapter 177, Stormwater Management, by revising 177-5, applicability, revising subsections A, B, and C of 177-8, General Requirements, and revising subsections A and B of 177-14, Plan Review. This amendment was advertised for adoption at the October 4th, 2021 meeting.
The motion was made by Jim Jennings and seconded by Robert Jennings. Any question or discussion from any council member? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. The motion has passed unanimously.
I really appreciate the public comment today. It's weird for me to be back in an in-person meeting, so it's nice to see everyone here. It's nice to hear your feedback. So if you have ideas on how we can creatively partner with either businesses or the state who we're in constant contact with, I'd love to hear them and kind of figure out a way to help make this possible. We are monitoring kind of at the federal level the funds that may be available for infrastructure to help us be more in front of an aging stormwater infrastructure system. So it's a constant battle. I really thank the admin staff and Ms. Secretary Coltanis, and then also DPW Director Brown, and even Finance Committee has become a bigger part of the budget. So thanks again. And again, if you have any feedback for me, please let me hear it, good, bad, and different ideas. I'm open to it. So thanks.
Thank you, Jim, as always. Next, moving down to the Streets Committee, Mr. McAllister, all yours.
First of all, thank you for the Department of Public Works, Director Brown, and his work for the Parks and Rec and for the community as a whole. The monthly report basically is provided by the director, and I have a couple of things that we need to address regarding employees for the Department of Public Works. The first one being that we need to advertise seasonal public works employees. I move that the borough council advertise for seasonal winter season employees for the public works department.
Motion made.
All right. There's a motion made. Is there a second? Second by Jim Brennan. Any question or discussion on this motion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. That motion is passed unanimously.
I also move that the Borough Council advertise for one full-time employee for the Public Works Department that will be also assigned to parks and recreation duties.
Motion to make, is there a second to that motion? Second by Robert Jennings. Any question, discussion on that motion? We did have the resignation last month of a part-time employee for the public, just so that they know. Motion made, seconded. Any other question for either council member? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. That motion is also passed unanimously.
And the last item to address is burning of yard waste, which should be done with caution in permitted areas only. And I would suspect there is some specific rules and regulations relating to that, but I don't have the details on that.
On the website.
Pardon?
It's on the website.
It's on the website, so.
Under the public announcements.
Okay. Burning of yard waste and the methods and the times or the situation. Certainly with the windy day that we had today, I wouldn't have recommended burning anything, but it's certainly an area that you need to pay attention to. And that's all I have for today.
Hey, thank you, Mr. McAllister. Thank you very much. The Workplace Safety Committee, Mayor Canfield, anything to report tonight?
No, I have nothing to report on the Workplace Safety Committee tonight. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Going down to the Zoning Committee report this evening, Mr. Brennan.
Zoning Committee report. The Zoning Committee report. This month there was 17 rentals, 3 resale inspections. This month there was NEIC, 13 building permits, and 17 verdict zoning permits. And there was 3 fines issued on property maintenance complaints. There was 1 property maintenance violation issued. That's all for verdict. I also had some changes in the zoning. I move the council make the following minor revision due to the public hearing discussions on proposed zoning ordinance amendments. Shopping malls, center malls, is listed twice as a conditional use in the C2 district on a schedule of district regulation. One should be deleted. The parking language on section 210.19c could, if council wished, to be modified and read as follows. The borough council may modify this standard, may should be added, and minimal such off-street parking is demanded for other good cause. Other good cause should be added. These guidelines in section 210.6, 1.85, and 6 could, if council wished, be modified as follows. The borough may, and it should be added at its own discretion, also apply design guidelines. The definition of food processing, brewing, distilling, section 210.4 can be modified. Restaurants that incorporate limited food processing should be added. Brewing, winemaking, or distilling on site for the primary use remains a restaurant and also should be added. And any processing is primarily for on site consumption and not distribution to other restaurants for retail locations.
I have, if I may, just as a question on that before you get into, well, I have to wait for comment until after, so we have a motion, there's a second to the motion. Bob Jett, a second. Okay, I can, under just discussion, just as a council member. The only thing I was thinking about is under number 4, is the issue to be of online retails, online sales. That wasn't built in one they have under retail locations, doesn't take into account possible online sales, which could be tremendous. And I think if we are to change that, we should add something to that effect. We'd have to ask our attorney for the exact wording to handle, because it can't just be the word online, it's purchase sales, but something to that effect. Many purchases made not at a retail location, but most people today do online or mail. I'm sorry, excuse me. I'm asking our attorney. She's right. Does this make any change to add another terminology that's legal to handle things such as online purchases of that nature?
Included in the agenda are the suggested changes that were drafted by your